Tensions are rising between the Palestinian Authority and the Czech Republic after residents in Prague voiced concerns over the discovery of illegal weapons at the Palestinian embassy complex, where a booby-trapped safe killed the ambassador. Stefan Bost reports.
Residents already placed slogans with "We like the city, not weapons," since the Palestinian ambassador Jamal al-Jamal was killed when an old embassy safe exploded. Tensions have risen between Czechs and Palestinians. His daughter has said she believes the 56-year-old career ambassador was killed because of a crime. Officials had claimed it was an accident. Residents in the Sudjul district, where the Palestinian ambassador's residence and embassy are based, are especially concerned about the discovery of weapons. Czech media have reported there are enough weapons, including assault rifles, to arm a 10-man fighting unit. Prague's Sudjul district has asked the Czech Foreign Ministry to move the Palestinian mission outside its premises, explained its mayor Peter Heil. Mayor Heil says that following Wednesday's explosion, which killed the ambassador, and the fact that the police had found illegal weapons and explosives on the embassy grounds, the local council feels there are enough arguments to say that the embassy presents a security risk to the public and should be closed. Heil adds that the embassy has violated Czech and international laws by holding illegal arms and could no longer be considered trustworthy. Czech media have quoted a counterintelligence officer as saying Palestinians had the weapons to protect themselves against possible attacks from Israel's secret service Mossad. Additionally, the Palestinian Liberation Organization had close ties with what was Czechoslovakia and other Soviet satellite states during the communist era, while preparing attacks. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.